It's Rosie on the house.
Yes, it is. Where the only thing contagious here is humor, knowledge, and courage. That's all you can catch from listening to Rosie on the house. Let's see if we can go to Matt. He's been holding the longest. Let's see how we can help him out. Without Romy here, it just takes one extra step.
Who are we going with? I'm sorry.
Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Okay. All right.
Matt. Okay. Hold on.
Here we go.
I want to make sure he's locked and loaded. Matt, hello.
That's right. We don't want to disconnect him. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. I'm hoping to catch a bad case of being smarter after talking to you.
Hey, well, I hope it helps. What have you got going this morning?
Well, I just had my air conditioner replaced a couple months ago, and the old air conditioner, the condensation line, ran into a bathroom vent.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a no-no.
Yeah.
So they ran the condensation line into a gutter, but now I've got the condensation or the downspout is right up against the house, right up against an RV gate, and I've got a pretty regular trickle of water that's spilling back towards the house.
And that's without so, even a monsoon humidity.
Exactly, yeah.
How
so
big,
I don't know
Matt,
if my what, best option to...
Matt, what size unit is it?
It's a 4-ton.
Okay. Well, if the monsoon starts and we get to 35 to 50% humidity, that 4-ton should generate about 8 gallons a day. Now, they've done the right thing by dumping it into the gutter, taking it to the downspout. I tell you what I do with mine. I drain it into a 55-gallon water catchment drum. And then I attach a hose to that, and I move that hose around my yard, moving the moisture well away from the foundation. And it's my dog's favorite drinking water. But do think about how you can move the condensate away from your stem wall, at least 3 to 5 feet.
All right. So even the if I don't have room for a drum there because it is against the RV gate, extending or expanding the line up on the roof to come off at another downspout would be the next best option?
Or buy a backwash hose and put it on the existing downspout and just run it out to the yard.
Okay. All right. Excellent. You've given me another project to work on this weekend.
Well, just think through whatever it takes to get that moisture away from your foundation, because that moisture sitting there all summer long is an extreme condition conducive for termites. If you were living underground, wouldn't you be looking for a nice, cool, moist spot? And then if right next to that cool, moist spot, you found all the wood you wanted to eat for the rest of your life. If you were a termite, wouldn't that be where you're drawn to? So let's move the water away from the foundation. Matt, we appreciate the call. Mary Ellen in Tucson's on hold. Natalie from Tucson. No, Tucson is alive and well this morning.
I noticed that. And they are awake.
Lots of Tucson phone calls. Natalie and Mary Ellen. Y'all hold tight. We're going to have to take a little break here. When we get back, I promise, y'all will be the first two in queue. There are a couple open lines that we've cleared. If you'd like to join us, 1-888-767-4348.